Hello, hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going just very, very well.
Long time no show.
Yeah, long time no show.
It's been a while since we did the Anna and Ray show.
Yeah.
You're tuning to the Anna and Ray show, episode 2, Dark Ice, Lives and Knives. Episode 2, The Anna and Ray Show, with Anna and Ray. Hope you guys have been good. It's been a while since we've had any chit-chat. Do you want to say anything?
Yeah. No, it's we've been very busy and productive and, you know, getting through life, experiencing life, getting better at doing it.
It's been nice. It's been a nice break in a way. We've been busy, like Anna was saying. We've been busy doing so many things.
Yeah.
You know, that's been good anyways. It's had its advantage. We've been able to, you know, like cover a lot of ground.
Yeah.
Do a lot of shows. On the other show that we have, there's something about poetry. Where we talk about poetry and we, you know, we shoot the shit that way, you know, like,
yeah,
it's nice, you know, to be diversified, be pulled in so many directions where we can, you know, we can perform, you know, we can provide something for the audience to listen to. So
yeah,
it's really nice to have many things to do anyways, is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it is. And, it's loads of fun discovering new things for the audience, but also for us.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, it's lots of fun.
Yeah. So, on today's show, upcoming, we have some poetry for you by John Milton, 1608. Mm-hmm. We have some news as well. We're going to be talking about whatever is currently the headlines on the news currently. Mm-hmm. We're currently tuned into Al Jazeera on one channel. And in the background as well, you're listening to Beethoven Piano Sonata number 14 in C.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're listening to at this particular moment.
Yeah.
So I think we might as well start with the poetry by John Milton on his blindness. Mm-hmm. 1608. Anna, you wanna help us with the poetry?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Sure. On his blindness, God doth not need either man's work or his own gifts, who best bear his mild yoke, they serve him best. His state is kingly, thousands at his bidding speed, and post o'er land and ocean without rest. They also serve who only stand and wait.
Very nice, very nice. So on this particular, on choosing this particular poem, I think my thinking was, first of all, is John Milton. I think I've heard of that name before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 1608, so it's a long time ago. And I just thought, you know, on his blindness and the way it started, it said, God doth not need, you know, even that type of English.
Yeah.
It takes us back to a time where we need to, like, reflect on the history of mankind, reflect on where mankind is going today. What are we leaving behind as a legacy for our young ones that are coming up, the generations to come?
Mm-hmm.
What legacy are we leaving behind? I think it's important that we look back into the past so that we can further predict the future. You know, they say history repeats.
Yeah.
So that's why sometimes I like to dig into the crates to pull out some of these classic poems.
Yeah.
What would you say? You read it. What do you feel about it?
Yeah, I would say, and I would also say that it's an important time for the poet, John Milton, but also for the people who are reading this lovely poem and trying to talk about or understand what it is about man's work and John Milton's work and God's work, and yes, our work too. So, indeed. You know, who should we listen to first? Who should we make a decision with? But you know what? It's actually easier than one realizes, because you can take all of this in and find a place for it to mean something in the poem, and sort of serves everyone really when you read it, because it does refer to God and an experience, and they also refer to, you know, other people's speed and pondering at this kind of poetry. And think about it and ponder it and spread it around and try to think on its real meaning.
Mm.
And is it from John Milton himself? Is it from several different directions, including God's inspiration, shall we say?
He did start the poem by saying, God does not need.
Yeah.
There's many things God does not need. God does not need more people adding to the violence or adding to the death. God kills enough. That is enough.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't have to add to the killing of God, eh?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
No.
So I think some of these poems, they really provoke a lot of thought, like, because people that write these poems, these classic poems, they put a lot of thought into the poems,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, something that you put a lot of thought into, it will sow, you know, like they say, you reap what you sow. Will sow fruitful seeds when you put time into something.
Yeah, and I think that you so intensively absorb the meaning of the words and the sound of the poetry and so on, that you really try to understand in the fullest way that we can do, to understand these words, to understand what they say about God's ideas,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to sound even to John Milton, and what is he trying to tell us or teach us?
Indeed. There's a deeper meaning. One has to read between the lines almost.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That was nice. Thank you very much, Anna.
You're very welcome.
All right. So we'll move on to the next segment of the show. This is going to be the news segment of the show. Currently, we're tuning to Al Jazeera. We're listening to Al Jazeera, and it's currently on the Palestine and Israel conflict, the genocide that has been committed. Currently, it doesn't seem like there are acts of genocide occurring at the moment. We don't hear of much destruction of buildings because there's really not much to destroy. And you cannot claim Hamas is in the rest of the remaining buildings, so there's not much to destroy. But you can see destruction all around. The mass grand scale of destruction of the Gazian area. Like they're interviewing somebody now. He's just describing the carnage, mm-hmm. describing the death, the death toll. It's been over 30,000 people now dead in Palestine, in Gaza, in the Gaza Strip alone.
And
it's terrible.
Yeah. It really is terrible. And the extent at which the, you know, destruction is everywhere.
Just watching this, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's just enormous.
It's so amazing that these people can do this kind of thing and get away with it.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's possible that you can get away with something like this.
Yeah.
History must tell its tale.
Yeah.
Like the way we are telling our tale. Using all the avenues that we have,
mm-hmm. That's right.
To speak on, speak about,
yeah.
speak for the emancipation of Gaza,
yeah.
the emancipation of Palestine. He said we kept pulling out one another from the rubble.
Yeah,
they're still bombing houses. but not indiscriminately like they were doing before.
Mm-hmm.
Recovering bodies, women and children killed,
yeah.
Babies, unborn children. They're hoping to find survivors in the rubble.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's terrible. What do you have note? Last week, I put out a survey, the Action Against Genocide and Violence survey.
Mm-hmm.
I was asking questions regarding people's stance against the Israel and Palestinian
mm-hmm.
peoples.
Mm-hmm.
I put a survey out asking people 3 questions, asking them, do you have an opinion at all about this war? What is your philosophy about life?
Mm-hmm.
Is your philosophy a life for a life, or every life is priceless, or must there be casualties in every, must there be sacrifice in every conflict? I was asking questions like that. Is this war any of your business or not?
Mm-hmm.
They're still showing the war. They're still showing the conflict in Gaza on Al Jazeera currently, which is what we're watching. So it's fascinating to see that all this destruction and all this killing and violence is still happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're in barbaric days.
Yeah.
They just finished Friday prayers.
Yeah.
Moved to the house that would days be displayed, and then it got bombed again. They're even killing their own captives. Okay, so the captives are getting killed by the Israeli bombing or the Israeli shooting or the indiscriminate targets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's getting worse. You want them to release captives, but you keep bombing them. Where do you think they keep these captives?
Mm-hmm.
Now they've killed 7 captives.
Mm-hmm.
7 fathers.
Yeah.
7 mothers, 7 children, 7 whoever. Is way too much by now.
Yeah.
Way too much carnage.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you focus so much on this thing that's happening,
mm-hmm.
the negativity,
mm-hmm.
it can really drain you.
Yes, it is very draining.
It drains you and it's very traumatic.
Yeah. It's traumatic to see these images, to hear the numbers of people, you know, the extent of the destruction and humans against humans.
Indeed, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible. My dear, I'm not going to put you too much of the carnage, because currently it's just on Al Jazeera.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a good channel to watch, especially the Israel-Palestine conflict and every other conflict around the world.
Mm-hmm.
They show it without any discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we watch it. So you've been listening to the Anna and Ray Show, Episode 2, Dark Ice, Dark Lives, Dark Knives. It feels like there's darkness all over the earth.
There is a lot.
That's why we call this show, this episode, this title, Dark Ice, Dark Lives, Dark Knives. That is also the title of my album that is available on different streaming platforms. It's on there, under the artist Olanrewaju Agbulwaje, Dark Ice, Dark Lives, Dark Knives. You've been listening to the Anna and Ray Show with your hosts, Ray and
Anna.
Nice. Is there something that you would like to add before we close, get to the closing of the show? Closing segment.
Yeah. I guess I would like to say that, you know, sometimes it can be difficult to include reports, you know, from live action and actual events, and the tragedy. Sometimes they're so overwhelming.
Indeed.
Know, I wish it were easier just to sort of make it go away for a while or fix it or something like that. But of course, we all know that it doesn't happen like that. And so we, you know, I guess we pray a lot for, you know.
All our prayers and hopes are with the Palestinian people.
Yeah.
And with the Ukrainian people as well.
Yeah.
Under bombardment from aggressors.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I guess that's our strongest, some of our strongest feelings about, you know, this kind of news and, you know, what our world is doing to sort of not fix things really, but they're just doing things and we're all watching.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Anna.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Anna and Ray Show. We're going to call it a day. This is episode 2, Dark Eyes, Dark Lives, Dark Knives. If you look that up after this show, it should come up as the podcast and also as the album. So until next time, it's been a wonderful time with you guys. From Ray, it's bye-bye.
Yeah, and from Anna, it's also bye-bye and feel peaceful. You know, hope for the best, have faith, be a good person, show kindness.
Show kindness. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.